okay. Would you say I'll wait for you or wait on you?
I'll wait for you.
Okay. And you might say, well, he didn't mean to do anything bad. He just needs another
chance.
Okay. Person who laughs a lot, you might say, well, he sure is in a good
mood, good humor.
Okay. If you've got, say, bugs in the house, you say, I sure do want to get...
I sure want to get these bugs exterminated.
Okay, would you ever say get rid of
them? Get rid of them, yeah.
Talking about the word right. Today I'm going to...
Write a letter.
Okay, yesterday
I wrote a letter.
And I must have...
written more than one time.
If you write a letter, then you expect...
an answer.
Okay. When you put the letter in the envelope, you seal the envelope, then what do you write on the front of the letter?
Address it. You address it.
Okay. You ever heard anybody say they
back to a letter? Yeah.
How would that be used? Would that be
addressing the letter.
Yeah, but would that be used by a certain group of people?
Well, it's people sometimes that are sort of illiterate.
Okay.
Would use that expression of backing a letter.
Okay.
I've had them, back when I was young sprout in school, I've had people come in the store and they'd say, would you mind backing this letter for me?
They couldn't do it themselves.
Couldn't do it themselves.
What kind of store did you run?
Well, you know, my father had a store there in Normandy for a long time, a general store, hardware and grocery store.
I noticed in that article about you, it said that you worked in the selling. Is that where you worked?
Yeah, that was it. He slipped a little there. I might not have made it clear, but that was where it was. It was in Normandy, right?
That's where you met Mom.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, she's not from Normandy,
is she? No, she was teaching school over there. See, she was born and reared right here. In the big old house right after
I'm poor.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then, but she taught over there 2 years. In the second year, I had come back there. See, I taught 1 year in Memphis myself. And I came back there, and I was there about, two or three or 4 years.
How'd you ever decide to go to Memphis from here?
I had taken 2.5 years down at Murfreesboro, you know.
Yeah, but I mean...
And then, at that time, we were supposed to, if we took training in Murfreesboro, at that time it was a teacher's college, primarily, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we were supposed to teach at least 2 years if we took training, because we got a pretty good price on that tuition and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
It was real cheap back then, mm-hmm, compared to now. And you were supposed, being a teacher's college, you were supposed to put in at least 1 or 2 years, and I was offered a job teaching.
Yeah, but I mean, Memphis seems far away.
Well, it was, they paid better than most anybody else. See, it was a manual training, manual arts.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
See, and they paid 12 months in a year, even way back then.
Boy, that's unusual in some cultures.
Yeah, see, and $125 a month, that's what I made. And back then, that was considered pretty darn good salary for a beginner.
Well, you know that it's changed a lot now, but... $5,000 for the dean of the university. Good sky. But it's gone up now. In the last 10 or 15 years, it's gone up so much that I was looking at a gym. Let's see. What did this fellow do? Just come down here and come down to the Seagroves and ask to interview you on this thing?
This was a new idea. He's a young high school boy, see, but he's studying journalism. And he's going to Vanderbilt.
Job.
Well, he's going to Vanderbilt, and he's smart as a dickens, see. And he came down there and said, I'll work for this weekly review, or weekly paper, and weekly shopper, I believe they call it. And he said, we're going to...